With most students in the country out of school, a big challenge for educators are the millions of kids who don't have quality internet. I'm Melissa Nadworny, a reporter on NPR's Education Desk, and I've been talking to schools who are frantically trying to get their students wired up. For many teachers and administrators, the biggest fear isn't lost learning, it's losing contact with their students. So in many places, they're going back to some old-fashioned communication skills, like in Fall Creek, Wisconsin, a small rural town up north. When school closed, staff got an unusual message. Don't give assignments or quizzes. Just do this one thing.
I want you to call people and I want you to ask them two questions. How are you doing and do you need anything? That's all I want.
That's Joe Sanfelipe, the superintendent. For him, connection was the most important thing.
We're not even talking about an internet connection. We're talking about making sure that they're connected to an adult in the building.
So Sanfelipe and his staff got to work on calls.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not doing too bad for week two.
Calls like this are happening across the country as schools and districts face the reality that not all students and families are connected to the internet, despite often massive efforts to get them hooked up. In so many places, schools are the most trusted source of information in a community. They offer resources and food and are a link to services. The internet, which we often think of as a tool for learning and academics, is far more about human connection.
There's magic in phone calls. There's magic in personal touch.
Chad Geston is the superintendent of the high school district in Phoenix, Arizona. Unlike Fall Creek, Wisconsin, which is a small rural district with about 800 students, Phoenix is a major city. They, too, have worked hard to get their families connected to the internet, but the digital divide is real. So Geston and his team have pledged to call every student, all 28,000 of them.
If we want to connect with 100% of our youth, that most of that will have to happen over the phone.
So they assigned every adult in the district, the bus drivers, the teachers, the coaches, the support staff, even the superintendent, a list of students to call. The goal is to call every day.
Maybe it's an AM call, maybe it's a PM call, maybe it's a lunchtime call. These are simply calls where we ask questions like, how are you doing today? How's your family doing today? Do you still live in your current residence? Are you worried about rent next week? Do you have food on your table and in your cupboards and in your refrigerator? You know, are your utilities and your electricity still on?
They've been at this for more than a week, and here's what it sounds like.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Cynthia. I'm a community liaison with Phoenix Union High School District.
What's up, dude? It's Mr. Coburn. Is there anything that I can do for you? Do you need anything?
Hey, I just wanted to call and see how you're doing.
We're just checking in to see if you received your delivery of food items last week.
Yes, we did.
All right, and you know how to get a hold of me if you need anything, right? All right, reach out or I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, thanks. Bye.
Take care. Give me a call if you need to speak with me. Peace.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you.
The district estimates they've talked to about 20 to 25,000 students. Of course, that means there are still several thousands of kids they haven't reached.
We haven't reached every kid yet. We're trying every day. Numbers are disconnected and youth aren't answering phone calls. We don't know if that means they're homeless. We don't know if that means they've moved. We don't know if that just means that they no longer have a phone or they no longer have electricity.
Geston says they aren't giving up. They'll keep trying to call, and they're also doing home visits now, maintaining social distancing, but they're out there, knocking on doors, letting students know that even though school buildings are closed, district staff and teachers are still there with open arms. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.